Had a last question. She says she's been told by somebody that there are two prophets who are alive in the heavens and two prophets who are alive on the earth. Is this true, Sheikh?
This is not true, of course. We understand that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the journey of Al-Mi'raj ascended to the seventh heaven and all the way to Sidratil Muntaha, and he met in each heaven some prophets. He met in the first heaven Adam alayhi salam, and in the second prophet Yahya wa Isa, John and Jesus. And in the third he met prophet Joseph, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam, and in the fourth he met with prophet Idris. Then in the fifth he met with prophet Harun, Musa's brother. Then in the sixth he met with Sayyiduna Musa, prophet Moses, peace be upon him. And in the seventh he met with prophet Ibrahim. But these prophets also prayed behind him in the journey of Al-Isra, where in Jerusalem, in the farthest mosque, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate the entire Ameen. Area and bring it back to the pen of Islam and Muslims. Ameen. In our life, Allah make it come true. So all the prophets, besides Isa alayhi salam, are being buried on earth. Some of them, their graves are known, but they're all dead, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. And there is a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 100 years from now, no one of those who are alive will be alive afterward. Meaning, after this 100 years, there will not be a single person who's been alive there will live afterward, including the prophets.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. And she mentioned here Prophet Isa as well, especially. Is there something poignant in there, Sheikh?
Prophet Isa alayhi salam was elevated to heaven. That's different. Mm-hmm. But she mentioned that there are a couple of prophets here and a couple of prophets who are alive there. No one is alive, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.